I'm aware that in this recipe I haven't given any instructions on how to sprout grains, and I'm in one of those moments where I've looked for information on sprouting within my own posts, and you know what? I haven't done one. So I'm just going to verbally give you some tips on sprouting grains. Most grains sprout at different rates, so you'll find something like amaranth will sprout very quickly and other grains don't, but what you have to do is make sure you're not doing something that many beginners do, which is try and sprout something that is polished. So a polished barley, for example, will not sprout. So it needs to be a whole grain. The first thing I do is rinse them in water, and then I leave them overnight soaking in water. What I then do is I drain them in a sieve. I transfer them generally to a jar that's got a little grill on it. But you know what? If you've got a piece of very fine cotton or muslin, you can transfer it to that and tie an elastic band around it. And then you put it somewhere where it will sprout. I generally leave them on the side, but I do rinse them every day because they can start to go very smelly. The barley took me 2 days to sprout. Now, I know most of you want to bake this weekend, so if you don't have barley, use rye. Alternatively, if you don't have the seeds, please don't panic or worry. The porridge is just as delicious if you just slightly rebalance the ingredients with what you've got. I would simply add a little bit more rye flour. I think it's the principle of what we're doing here, not getting worried about the teeny tiny details. Once the little tiny shoots appear, that's when it's perfect to use them. Now, as I explained in the video, if you want to use them and you are going to put them in your bread, they are enzymically very active. We are, after all, borrowing those enzymes to break down the starches into sugar to make it available to the yeast and to the bacteria from starch into sugar. Is part of the way that they are processed is the fermentation process. So enzymes are key to that, and it's important to know that if you use the seeds not in a porridge, then your dough will most certainly ferment at quite a pace. I hope that helps. If you want to store them a bit longer, pop them in the fridge. My only warning is if you use them straight from the fridge in any quantity, not just this recipe, but any quantity, then of course take into account that they've come out at 5 degrees centigrade and may alter the dough temperature if you use them in any quantity. For this recipe, it simply doesn't matter. I left my porridge on the side overnight and used it at ambient temperature when I put it into my dough. Apologies for not writing it out. It's been a very, 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 very long week getting us together and with my team who've all pulled together. Thank you for even listening to this. It means you are, well, you are a baker.